This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Friday. It's Johanna James on Back Row and Chill. Noel Clark is back in the country, but he couldn't make it today. So I've been joined by another guest.
Well, hello.
It's Mr. Kevin Freshwater, everybody. So, who are you? If people don't know, they're like, what?
Well, I'm Kevin Freshwater. Nice to meet you. I do funny videos and kind of pranks on Facebook. So
you are what they call a viral star.
More of a viral whore.
Viral whore? What's your term of mind? Okay, cool. Amazing. Yeah, no. Me and Kevin, our mates, we met doing sort of internet comedy things.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be perfect to fill in for Noel this week.
Well, it's my first time, so
we are taking your radio virginity as we speak.
I'd rather it be you than anybody else.
No, thank you. It's an honour. We will be calling Noel during the show. We're going to try and get him on the phone because he has spent the last couple of weeks in Canada at the Toronto Film Festival.
Very nice.
I know, he's been like smooching and, well, not smooching, though. What's it called? Mooching? What's it called when you're like...
Mooching?
No. When you're at a party and you've got a like network.
Mingling.
Maybe that's not the word I'm looking for. But yeah, okay, he's been mingling around a lot of famous people, and so I want to get all the gossip, so we're going to be talking to him. We've also got some other guests on the show today. We've got an actress called Carla Harrison-Hodge. We've also got a movie director called Brad Watson in the studio. We're going to be having some challenges with them, picking their brains, finding out what's going on.
Lovely.
What's going on? I've also got a couple of challenges up my sleeve for you, Kevin. Are you prepared?
I'm so excited.
I've brought back the Bean Boozled game that I played with Wall of Comedy.
I've seen it.
Because that was disgusting.
Puke flavour.
Puke flavoured jelly beans.
Very
so
nice.
You better hope that your movie quiz is up to date, because otherwise you're going to be eating some shit.
I'm pretty sure I'll be eating beans.
Yeah, I've also got as well, just to like raise the level up, if you're ready, I've also got an electric shock collar. Which we may or may not use, depending how kinky the evening proceeds as.
We'll ease into it.
You know, it's your first
gentle,
time, so let's be
me.
Gentle. Let's not go full 50 shades right now. If you're listening and you want to sort of get in contact with us, you want to ask Kevin or myself or anyone any questions, then tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email in chill@fubarradio.com. We will read out your emails, give you a shout out, get you involved. Right, so I think we should pop to our first song.
Okay.
And I always pick all my songs, and they relate somehow loosely or very closely to movies, movie soundtracks, things I like.
And what is the first one?
The first song is "Where Is My Mind" by Pixies. Do you have any idea where this song? Okay, well, it's actually from the Fight Club soundtrack.
Okay,
which is kind of fitting.
What's the first rule about Fight Club?
That's the rule, I just said. You don't talk about Fight Club. I thought it's fitting considering Brad Pitt is all over the papers right now, isn't he?
It definitely is.
So a bit of entertainment news later. But, you know, if you are not up to date with what's going on in the world.
And if you ain't, then where have you been?
Where have you been? Brangelina is no more. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have...
I know.
They've broken.
And how do you think Jennifer Aniston feels about this?
I think she's literally like...
Smug?
I think she is like...
Yep.
She's got some swag and she's like,
yep.
Oh, yep. And I think that, well, I mean, where were you when you found out the news? That's what everyone's saying. Where
remember.
Were you?
I think probably on Facebook.
Probably on Facebook.
Yes.
Probably pranking someone, aren't you?
Yes.
When I saw it, and I felt a bit sad because I was like...
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I just thought, oh, for bloody hell, if they can't bloody stay together... Mr.
What chance are you and Goober?
Exactly. I'm like, what the hell does anyone have? They've got like rainbow children, buckets of money, and they.
How many children have they adopted?
About 29.
Will she be keeping them all, or will they be sharing them?
I think she's trying to.
Will he have them at the weekends and Wednesdays?
Well, this is what was going on in the news. Apparently, part of the reason why she's divorcing them is because he abused the kid or was mean to the kids.
No.
Yeah, and he is actually. Social services.
Fight Club all over again.
And the FBI are now, they're now looking into it. So can you imagine, this is what happens in high profile divorces. You get investigated by the FBI.
Crazy.
I feel for that man. So anyway, I loved this film.
Team Brad.
We're going to play Pixies' Where Is My Mind, and we will be right back with more fun on FUBAR Radio.
Stop.
Hannah James on FUBAR Radio.
I love that song. I love it. It's the end song.
I don't think I've ever heard it before.
It's on the end of Fight Club,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm probably asleep by then.
Probably sleeping. Chilling with your many women.
No.
No. Yeah, no. I'm joined today by Kevin Freshwater.
Hello,
who
guys.
Is a viral star, internet.
Probably not as big as many, but I'm doing okay.
What, how big are you? What?
Semi-size.
You're a semi right now. Jeez, Kevin!
I'm very excited to be here.
Behave! You're very excited, aren't you? Right, so yeah, if you haven't checked out Kevin Freshwater, look him up on Facebook.
Please do. I could do with more likes and followers. I'm desperate.
So is Facebook your favourite social media?
Yeah, so Facebook and Instagram. Definitely is my two major tools. And I struggle to keep up with them, so I wouldn't want to have anything else.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's so hard. People don't realise.
Do you Snapchat?
It's so hard. I do, but I should do it more often. I don't do it as much as I should do.
Well, do you know what? I can just about... I do most of my social media ring on Facebook or Snapchat.
Your Snapchats are brilliant. I've just put that out there. Oh, just letting you know.
Thank you very much.
I'm a fan.
I like to run a sort of comedy channel on my Snapchat. But what really pisses me off at the moment is that then Instagram has gone and kind of copied it.
I know, but it's died. It was good at first. When they first brought it out, everyone was doing it. Nobody really does it now. Except for you on your own, Johanna.
Shut up. Just me in a lonely universe. But it annoys me. And I was saying to Noel, actually, the other week when we were in here. And we did our Snapchat round. And then we did the same thing again for Instagram story. And we were like, this is like Groundhog Day. We're going round and round and round.
But I don't think it's as powerful as Snapchat. I think it came about. People was like, oh, something new. No, they don't really care.
I don't know. What's the verdict for you guys out there? Your favourite social media thing to use? You know, can anything beat MySpace? The back in the day.
MSN.
Do you remember MSN?
Yes.
Mate, I met my first boyfriend over MSN.
Do you remember
MSN?
When like BBM was the thing?
Oh my God.
BBM. BBM
me. BBM me later, babe.
I'm team iPhone now.
I'm team iPhone as well. I saw someone the other day with a BlackBerry. And I was like, who?
It's like a Nokia 3310.
Who are they BBMing?
Who are you?
Like, who? What are you?
Who is she?
And it was almost like a vintage item.
It is.
I was really actually quite impressed.
It's a bit outdated, I think. It's like walking around using your laptop as like a... take selfies. You've got your laptop taking selfies.
On the webcam. I don't know. Are we wrong? Have you got a BlackBerry, guys?
Like, I'm sorry if you do.
Tweet us in. Tweet us which team you're on. Are you team BlackBerry, team iPhone? And which social media? Are you team Facebook, team Snapchat? I like Snapchat. That's my favourite one.
Instagram's probably my favourite, to be honest.
Yeah, well, oh my God. Do you take pictures of like your food and stuff?
Of course I do. I'm joking. I don't. I know if you do. Yeah. Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it.
Me and Kevin like to go very camp for some reason.
You bring it out of me.
I know.
I want to man up a bit now.
Me too.
I'm a geezer. Lads.
So what have you got coming up on your Facebook? What do you do on your Facebook?
I've kind of quieted down a little bit. I've kind of got a bit bored of it. There's a lot of people doing it now. But I'm going to be coming back. Pranks, comedy sketches, and just being a bit of an annoying little man, to be honest.
Social menace or something.
I used to be a bit of a nuisance, but now I'm kind of rebranding. I'm coming away from
rebranding.
I'm growing up, you see.
Yeah, and who's your favourite sort of social comedian stars?
Originally, I think Dapper Last was like the guy. He was the guy, first person in England to blow up online. He's I think Aaron Craskell, I'd say, was my personal favourite.
Bit of Aaron, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely Aaron Craskell. I do like a new up-and-coming guy, GoobTube. He's pretty funny.
GoobTube.
Oops, did I pronounce it wrong? Definitely trying to plug GoobTube.
Yeah, he's kind of come out of nowhere.
It's really good. It's funny. It's comedy sketches. I think England's ready for it now. They wasn't really ready for it last year.
Because what I think we're really picking up now, like virally, because it used to be all the American Vine stars.
Yeah.
They are like mega, mega famous
Paul Logan,
now. Yeah.
A few others, I forget the names.
But Amanda Seyfried. Yeah. Like they are huge and they all work together and they all appear in each other's Vines and Snapchats.
Which nobody does in England. Yeah, and it's very annoying.
In England.
Everyone's out for themselves.
It's quite a different playing field, isn't it? But it's crazy because I love all the, on Facebook, all of the, you'll just be scrolling through and then they'll show all these comedy videos, which actually, they take so long to make and plan and prepare. Yeah, it's over
for
in
that,
like
for that little 30 seconds clip. Like we've spent a couple hours, more than a couple hours a day filming.
Sometimes
it,
a whole day it. Plus editing. Yep. Plus like yeah, it's crazy what the production value on the internet. But I think it's where everything's going. I mean, this isn't a film and entertainment.
Well, it's a different generation now. I mean, the kids of today, like with YouTube and stuff, it's the new TV. It's 24/7. Yeah, it's around the world. Yeah, it's we're all connected.
I mean, that's what I do. The first thing I do when I wake up now
is scroll.
Is I just
news.
Scroll.
Or it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like I'm definitely going to sleep now. Then you check your Facebook, you check your Instagram, and then the next thing like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You're eating cake and you're laying in bed.
Yeah, that's all. We've got an email in. Right, ooh. Okay, from Paul. It says hi, Johanna and Kevin.
Hello.
I miss the days of pretending to do homework on the family computer but chatting to my mates on MSN Messenger. Yes.
Playing, what was that game? Solitaire. Do you Solitaire,
yes.
Or the pinball game.
On the
yeah.
Do you remember having the family computer?
Yeah.
And you'd have to...
Oh, if the house phone rang. Get off the internet.
Dial up. Yeah, because we're the same. Who remembers dial up?
If she doesn't remember dial up, she's too young for you.
That would be definitely... That's like the first question you ask. Modem or no. but yeah, I used to go and used to try and book time on the family computer, and it was like right bang.
No, we was pretty poor. We didn't.
You didn't even have a family computer.
No, we had sticks and mud to play with our house.
Oh, mate. Sorry. Sad times.
Sad times.
But oh, we've got another email in. Well done, guys. Keep them coming. It says, hi guys, I love Instagram, it's my favourite. I can post photos of my food on there. Definitely team iPhone from Jackie. Well, yep,
well
team
done,
iPhone,
Jackie.
But honestly, the food, unless it's like meticulously done, unless
or you're eating somewhere really fancy, then stop it.
Then otherwise it just makes me hungry. I'm just going for Instagram. I'm like, I've already
but
had
lunch.
But
do you seen the Tasty or something like that, the videos they do on Facebook?
Oh yeah, like Unilad food and stuff.
Wow.
Oh my god. I've literally my just dribbled a little bit.
I've tried to like remake the stuff that I've watched. I probably won't do it again because it's a bit of an epic fail. But what, when you watch it,
what did you do?
I made this little like hammy egg eggy roll cheesy. I don't know what you called it.
Hammy egg cheese roll.
They were pretty tasty. They look nothing like the ones on the internet.
They never do.
They never do.
Never does.
It's like when you go to McDonald's, you go, "Oh, that burger looks nice on the board," and you get some squidged up little rat burger.
Possibly with rat.
Not a fan.
With added rat. I think that's a...
Oh, hell no!
That's what it makes me feel like.
Oh, I love these. Push another one. Push
I've
one
got,
more.
What? Okay, all right. This is my favourite one on the cart already. This is like when I'm like, nah. Get my sass on.
I like this.
Yeah, wow. That's my cartwheel, which I'm going to be playing throughout the show, and I'll surprise you, Kevin.
Please
with different.
I'm excited.
I'll keep popping little things up. But okay, we got any more? Oh, we've got another email. God, they're rolling in. It
keep
says,
them coming, guys.
From Jack, it says, "I
don't
love
get to tweet us." Also, sorry,
yeah, tweet us. I love Facebook and all the funny videos that always pop up on my timeline. What are some of your favourite viral Facebook videos?
Ooh,
oh, I think
good question.
Should I do one of yours and you do one of mine?
I'm sorry, I've never watched any of yours.
Get out. Get out right now. Okay, what my favourite... What's really made me laugh? Okay, well, recently, there was a Paul Logan one, and it was called My Best Friend.
What's the political correct term for his little friend?
I think he was a dwarf.
A dwarf?
Mm-hmm.
A
dwarfism.
Yes. I like that one. I do like that.
Yeah, and it was him, and they were, like, best mates. And
he helped out a lot.
Yeah, so if you check out Paul Logan's Facebook page, also check out Kevin Freshwater.
Please do, more than Paul's, actually.
And Johanna James, give us a little cutie like.
We're definitely not plugging anything. Kevin Freshwater, Facebook, Instagram.
You're just going to be like in the back, Freshwater. You're going to make people go...
Oh, hell no!
Oh, you can do it! But your name makes me need to pee a little bit.
Oh, that's not nice. I grew up with a name. Puddle water.
Oh.
Dirty water.
Oh.
Salt water. I've heard them all.
Oh,
it's
babe.
Scars that will never go away.
Babe, don't worry. Don't worry. You know what you need to say to those people that do that to you?
What? Everybody shut up.
No, okay, yeah. What was your favourite thing that's made you chuckle on the internet?
Well, recently
seen?
Or in...
Or maybe ever. Let's
my personal favourite one, Dapper Laugh's done, and it's like... technology is not your friend. And he's like, oh, you will marry me? Oh, cool. Siri, call mum. Then Siri says, calling Megan prostitute. And I just laughed. I laughed a lot.
I love Dapper. I started off my whole social media...
Well, he was
media.
The original guy. He was the guy. He came from Vine. He blew up on Facebook. I think Crash Call was next. But yeah, Dapolos was the original.
I met him about a year and a half ago. I was hired as an actress on his comedy DVD. And we did a we did a 50 Shades of Grey spoof sketch thing. And he afterwards he was like, I really like your comedy. If you ever want to do anything, you know, just get in contact
with
me.
Did he try to get into your knickers?
No.
Yes, he did. He definitely did.
Well, at the time, I had a boyfriend, and I was like, no. But
girl power.
Girl power too, yeah.
Power to the girls.
Power to the girls.
What Spice Girl would you have been if you was a Spice Girl?
At the time, back in the 90s.
I'm thinking Sporty Spice. Maybe.
Oh, fuck off!
Scary Spice.
I wanted to be Baby.
Everyone wanted to be Baby.
I wanted to be Baby.
Everyone wanted to be Baby. I wanted to be
Baby.
In Baby.
You had it. No, yeah, who guys? Guys, tell us who your favourite Spice Girl was. I wanted to be Baby, but I always had to be posh because when I was a kid, I had this brown little severe bob that my mum made have. Yeah. And everyone was like, you've got to be posh because you look. And I was like, but I want to look like Baby.
If you could create your own, an extra, the sixth member.
God, I'd be like, Awkward Spice or something, you know, like I'm always tripping over shit and like saying the wrong thing. And
hot
like,
spice.
Hard Spice?
Hot.
Oh, okay.
Like paprika.
I'd be Death
paprika Spice.
Death Spice. Amazing. I'm trying to think of what I can like tell people to go and see on Facebook, like what would be the funniest people. So Dapper, check out Dapper Laughs, check out Aaron Kreskel.
GoobTube.
Do you know who I love?
Who?
Joob Tube.
I keep going Goob Tube. I've got to stop
It's because
it.
It's spelled Jubus. It's spelled Goob
Tube. Juberus Maximus Meridius III.
Tube. I like Stuggy.
Yeah. Stuggy, in an odd way. Yeah.
He makes my day.
Well, I like everyone online, but the thing is, in England, everybody's out for themselves. It's like, in America, they all work together. In England, they're all a bit... They're all a bit up there for themselves.
We're all a bit, yeah.
It's
but
a bit selfish.
We're changing it, aren't we?
We are indeed.
Me and Kevin, we're working alongside like Wall of Comedy and Julius Dean, Unilad. We're kind of creating a little group together. If you're into your social media and you're into your Facebook comedians, follow us for the journey, guys.
Do it. Do it now.
I think I'm going to drop the next song.
And what is the next song?
I'm wondering whether you're going to know where this is from.
Who, me or the audience?
I'm talking to everyone here, you and the audience.
Talk to me.
It's from one of my favourite Leonardo DiCaprio movies.
Is it Titanic?
No, the other one. The one before. Romeo.
Ah.
I love that. Oh my gosh, nah. he is just pure sex in that
film.
It's
all about, what's the American one he did? American Gangster? No.
American Gangster?
I forget the name. Oh, how bad is that?
The Revenant?
Nope. He's like the Irish guy in it.
Oh, Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York, yes. Oh,
pretty sexy in that. Yes. That's like the worst
Irish rabbits or something.
Irish accents that you've ever seen in a movie.
Same with pirate.
It's like Cameron Diaz being like, hello there.
Top of the morning, Tony.
I'm Irish.
What the crack? It's
like, what? No, this is from Romeo and Juliet, and it's a cover of Prince songs, When the Doves Cry. So yeah, I'm going to play this, baby, because I absolutely love it. You're listening to Backroom and Chill on FUBAR Radio. We will be right back.
How can you leave me standing alone in a world that is so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father. How could you leave me standing?
Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, we are back.
Welcome.
Now in that break, Kevin was talking to me about his friend Mitchell Delamere. I'm going to give him a shout out now. He was telling me all about his what you got up to in Spain on holiday. Ooh. And all I want to say, Mitchell, is you dirty dog. Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. Woof. Woof.
Oh, okay. We've got another email in. You guys are on fire today. Keep it coming. Right, we've got... Tom says, I never liked Spice Girls, but I always wanted to be H from Steps. Says a lot about me. Did you remember Steps?
I kind of do. Did they do the...
They had Tragedy.
Yeah. Of course, I remember Steps.
Tragedy. Love Steps.
Basically, who's that other one? S Club 7.
S Club 7?
They had the TV. Ooh.
Of the TV show.
There were some
pretty girls. Do you remember the TV
show?
That's
what I mean, yeah. On like ITV or BBC. Or
after
school, coming home.
It's
going to
be a good
cartoons.
Cue. I love 90s.
They still have cartoons lined up for kids when they get home from school?
They do, but they're just shit now.
Yeah. You said the naughty word on the radio.
Dude,
shit.
It's FUBAR Radio. Oh,
right.
We're
what
allowed.
Does it stand for?
It stands for Fucked Up Beyond All Recognition.
Wow.
And if you look there... What does the logo look like?
Oh, cheeky little middle finger there.
It's a middle finger, isn't it?
Wow.
So it's the coolest radio station in the world.
Ever. Tell your friends.
But yeah, going back
tell
to...
Tell everyone. Tell your aunt, your uncle, your sister,
everyone,
brother.
Your sister's uncle. What? You're going back to like coming home from school, 90s.
Yep.
We did have the top TV things in the world. And we're going to be playing a little game in a bit. We're going to be playing Guess the 90s Kids TV
Themes.
I'm
so excited.
You guys can play along too.
I'm so excited.
I had so much fun researching this. And the memories that came back to me that I've just forgotten about. So that'll be coming up in the next 10, 15 minutes
Brilliant.
Or so when we
I'm
get
excited.
Our first guest on. Now, if you've just joined us, I'm here today with Kevin Freshwater. He's filling in for Noel Clark while he's away doing very important directorial duties.
That's me. I'm Kevin.
That's Kevin over there, or Kevan, as I like to call him. Kevin is an internet sensation.
Yeah.
No. Okay, viral.
Kind of.
All right, you do funny stuff
I do
on the net.
Funny stuff on the intranet.
On the internet, so that's, but not.
Check me out, Kevin Freshwater, Facebook, Instagram, all one word.
Yeah. Well, actually, you've done your fair share of pranks, haven't you?
I have indeed.
On your girlfriend and ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which is
members of the public.
Pretty hilarious.
South African girls.
Do you know what happened?
What?
To me.
What?
A couple of weeks back when we were doing promo for Brotherhood.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah,
Noel
and Jason Mazza pranked me.
I thought he was going to cry, to be fair.
I did cry,
you
actually,
did cry.
A little bit.
I think
and it was so funny. The video went really, really viral on the internet. So check out Johanna James' Facebook page if you want to see it. But I've got the audio here because I thought it would be so funny and I wanted to show you guys. So this was Noel and Jason. And they pranked me. Originally, I was supposed to be interviewing them for Brotherhood.
And weren't you going to play a prank on them and they reversed
I was going to prank them and I was going to pretend to get really, really
Sneaky.
Drunk and be inappropriate. But they already had something in mind for me. So I'm going to let you guys think about it. You guys listen to it, have a think, and then email us in or tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Let us know. God, I can't talk today. Let us know what you think about this prank.
It's them bottles of wine you've drunk before we came
in. I only had five, Kevin. All right, it's fine. It's Friday.
It's an easy day.
Doesn't count. Okay, here we go. Here's Noel pranking me.
Guys, thanks for having me here today.
Pleasure.
So I thought we'd start off with a little beverage because it's quite hot in here.
This is good.
It is a Monday, so let's party.
This is a good idea because I'm gasping. Cheers.
Watch the originals this week.
To catch up.
Just to catch up and be ready for the third.
Imagine where your character was in the first
Exactly.
Two films
I was like, she was a baby in that bit.
I don't find it that
guys,
weird. You're right, boy. You're right, boy.
I don't feel good. What's in
the. What's up with you?
Is there,
Are you okay? Do you got something in your throat? Do you want to drink?
Can you get some water?
Which one's yours?
Yeah, sorry, can we get some. Can we just see if we get some water?
There's water.
Is that orange in that drink? I think.
I don't know. I just ordered them from the bar. I think. Shit, you okay?
You're sipping at that. Sorry, mate.
No, okay?
I'm seriously not good. You know, I'm allergic to orange.
Mate, shut up,
bruv. Mate, I swear. You know that. I'm being serious.
I don't know.
Serious.
What?
You right?
I know what's in their drink.
Turn it off for a second, man. Just turn it off for a second.
Right, please.
Do you want
to
see his face?
Is your neck hurting or something? Is your neck hurting?
Okay.
I think there's orange in there.
Is there orange in the drink? There is.
Oh my God.
Why is there orange in the drink?
What can we do? We've got some water.
He's allergic to orange, man. You know that.
I don't know.
You do know that.
I know he has an allergy.
You've known us for fucking years. You know
he has an allergy.
How does nuts sound like orange? What do you need? Call the ambulance. Yeah, call the ambulance, please.
I didn't know. Hey,
you know me. You know him.
I didn't know.
How can you not know he's allergic to orange? You've been with us like how many times to know that?
They're on their way.
They're on their way. He's having some sort of reaction. Bruv, what's it called? What is it called?
Allergic to citrus
fruit. He's allergic to citrus fruit. So, what? His throat's closing. Yes. Is your throat closing? How's that going to help? I'm not shouting at you, but this girl's being an idiot. How's that going to help? I know the ambulance is on the way. What can I do now? What can I do right now? What's crying? What are you crying for? What are you crying for?
I didn't mean to
what
do
you
it.
I know you didn't mean to do it. I think you're going to put orange in his face on purpose. It's going red. What can I do right now? I don't have any ammonia. How can I get ammonia? Pee on him. I'm not peeing on him. Would that help? So he has to swallow some of the ammonia. That will soothe it.
What?
You need to pee on him.
Can we take him and everyone turn around?
Can
we tell Jeremy?
You need
sorry.
To pee on him. Quick!
I can't,
just take your fanny out and pee on him. What's wrong with you?
Can you pee?
I'm not peeing on him. Just put your leg on the put your leg up here!
Oh shit. You are not getting us women.
You can't prank the pranksters.
I am so pissed off at you right now. Were you in on this?
Yes, we're good.
I was supposed to be pranking.
No, you can't prank us. Well done, babe. Good interview.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Well done.
Go and see the movie, guys.
So that was Noel and Jason pranking me.
Take your fanny out and piss on him.
Take your fanny out. So yeah, Jason pretended to be allergic to orange juice.
That's
and
brilliant.
In the drinks that I gave them at the beginning of the cocktail, there was orange juice. But he wasn't really allergic.
I think we picked up on that.
Well, in the moment, someone's just like not breathing. You just panic. And then Noel got on the phone to the ambulance and was talking about, he needs ammonia. And yeah, you're not thinking right. I look like an absolute idiot. But I have, things like when you get stung by a jellyfish.
And where can we find that video?
It's on Johanna James.
Where?
Facebook.
Say it one more time.
Johanna James.
Slowly.
J-A-H.
Look me in the eyes while you say it.
Johanna James.
That was doing it.
Please don't do that again.
Look away. I quite like a good prank. I think that he's getting a bit rinsed on the internet now. Everybody is.
There's too many people doing
absolutely rinsing it. Yeah. But, I mean, originally I do love a good.
Time for something new.
I did prank my boyfriend this week, actually.
You did?
I did.
What did it involve?
He was asleep, and I waxed his back while he was asleep.
Bitch.
And I filmed it for
him. And he's quite a hairy fella, isn't he?
He's quite hairy.
He is indeed a hairy little monkey.
My little monkey. That is Joob Tube. And
Goob Tube.
Goob. All right, fine. You call him Goob Tube. I'll call him Joob Tube. And yeah, he wasn't happy with me at all. But the audience was. They loved it. So I'm waiting now.
Did he cry?
Did you take
out your fanny and piss on him?
No, probably like that, but
he probably
no.
Would actually.
No, well, he did not. So what do you think of that? Was that. No.
What, the prank?
The prank.
Yeah, yeah. Really good. You just saw me laughing. I nearly, a little tear. A little happy tear came out.
Well, I'm very embarrassed about that, but it is a laugh, so I thought I'd show
you guys. They've done you like a kipper. They've done you well.
We're about to have our first guest nearly. Carla Harrison-Hodge is going to come. We're going to be playing the Guess the 90s Kids TV themes. If you've got any favourite TV shows from the 90s that you remember, then email in chill@foobarradio.com. Or tweet at Fubar Radio. We want to know what was your favourite. Let's get a little like poll going. What was your favourite one? What was yours, Kevin?
Mine personally.
Out of all the kids, Steve, what were you like running home?
There's a few. What was that? The Thornberrys. The Wild Thornberrys.
Yes. What was she called? The girl.
I don't remember.
But she could talk to the animals.
Eliza Thornberry.
I just love the dad's voice in that. I could listen to him. He's like, Eliza Thornberry. Nigel Thornberry.
Yes, with the nose and the moustache.
He basically was just a nose with legs, wasn't he?
He was brilliant, though.
But
what's the monkey's name?
Oh, I don't know. I literally would love...
What was your favourite?
Well, now you've got me thinking about the Wild Thornberrys.
It's kind of like hard to think on the spot when someone goes, what's your favourite? Tell me your favourite.
I would say... I absolutely loved the Queen's nose.
The 50p, yes.
Yeah, and yes. I actually rubbed every 50p.
I think we all did.
And I like didn't want
to
spend them.
Just
and
in case.
I would be rubbing the 50p.
Do you remember when the 50p's changed size and they got smaller? Or are you too young for that?
I'm your age, so
what? Oh, crap, you are, but you just look so young.
Oh, my God, Kevin, stop it.
You look about 12.
Stop it. You can come on
more
often.
The age that you clarify anyone that looks younger than you, they look about 12.
Yeah, they look about 12.
Well, he's 25, yeah, but he looks about 12.
Yeah, it is like the general age of young people, 12.
But do you remember when the 50p's changed size?
No, I don't. I was just keeping hold of my old ones, obviously. I didn't get any new ones. But no, when was the? Oh, have you seen the new five pound?
They don't break. You can't. They're unbreakable.
I'll break it. But yeah, no, actually, I did like a presenting job earlier in the year. And I was presenting this kids' TV show thing, and they had like the lady who owns the Bank of England or runs the Bank of England, and she had like a load of new fivers with her, and so we all got to like molest them quite early.
Yeah.
And they are, they're like weird little plastic, and they're smaller.
But what's that going to impact the environment? What if they don't? If they're non-dissolvable?
I don't think people are going to be throwing away their fivers,
but
really.
They're forever. They're forever now, so.
I think that, well, even plastic isn't forever, Kevin.
Yes.
It just lasts for like millions of years.
Okay. Okay, you're right.
Yes! I wish I had like a yes. Oh, I don't have one.
Oh, hell no!
Yes, that, well done. You could be my car. I'll just tell you what to do and be like, I'm needing some excitement. Thank you. I haven't had a new fiver. I don't actually have a lot of cash. I mainly just work on contactless card now.
Equity.
And, you know, all my money's in equity, darling. but I'm looking forward to getting a new plastic note. Do you think they're going to change all the notes?
Eventually.
I think it looks like.
I think I actually read or heard it somewhere they are going to change all the 10s, the 20s.
What I'm interested in.
What are you interested in?
What's going to happen when the Queen dies? You know,
who takes the throne next now?
It will be the Charles.
Slightly balding one?
Well, they're all balding, aren't they?
The ginger one?
The
love affair, Charles?
It's going to be Prince Charles with the ears.
Oh.
Isn't it? We're going to have King Charles.
Oh, really, the dead?
Yeah, of course.
I think it's past him now. I think it's been handed down.
No. It goes like birthright.
Imagine being him though and waiting all these years for, like, come on, mother. It's time for me to take over the throne now.
Yeah.
And then she's just lived forever. Because she's, what, 150 now? She looks evil.
Pretty,
she looks
give
really
take
evil.
A day.
I'm not a fan of the royals, I won't lie.
But yeah, I was just thinking the other day, I was like, God, the Queen is old, isn't she?
She's really old.
Every time I see like a coin or something, I'm like, whoa. And like when she does.
That's what incest does. Incest, they live forever.
They just live forever and ever and ever. That's going to be major in England. All our money is going to have
change
to change over.
To him.
To Charles. I don't want Charles on my money.
I think. What's his name? Churchill. I didn't say Ray Winston. Ray Winston is on the new £5 notes.
Winston. Churchill. Okay.
I think Churchill's on the new £5 notes. I'm going to have to Google that to find that.
We'll Google it in the next song break.
In the next song break.
I think we should pop another song on because I've got loads of really cool songs. Oh, this one, the next one. Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Of course.
So this is one of my favourite songs from Pulp Fiction. It's called Mizzaloo. I don't know that by name. I just know it as the one that goes.
How's it go?
I'm not going to do that again.
Please.
That was awful.
If you're watching, did you see the hand gestures?
They're not watching.
Are they not watching?
They're
yet?
Listening, Kevin. You're on the radio.
There's a little camera. Right
we
here.
Do have cameras. We are going to go Facebook Live later on in the show when I've got some challenges. And we've got a quick email just before we go to our music. It is from Harry. Hi, Harry. He says, I heard that people are selling the new fivers on eBay and one of the highest bids was for over £200.
No.
WTF.
Right. I'll be back in 20 minutes. I'm just going to get myself a load of fivers and put them on eBay.
WTF. Really? For £200? Okay, it's going to be like Charlie
imagine
and...
Imagine putting five on there. It's £1,000. £25.
I know. 5G. Just for the new... Go to the bank right now.
I've got... Erasure.
Bye, guys. Let's go. Yeah. Let's put on some songs and let's just do it. The radio is offline. We've gone to make some money. But that's insane. Why are people buying them on eBay? These are going to be...
Maybe across the water. Maybe across the pond. Maybe in other countries.
Across the water. I mean, that's not on, is it? I'd be like, what? But then you buy it and it's just going to be the same £5 that in a couple of years everyone has in their purse. And then I think that you would just basically think this.
Hell to the no, 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 no. Hell no, no, to the no, no.
I'd be pissed.
I like that.
Right, we're going to go.
What do you call these things you push?
This is the cart wall.
So I love that little cart that you just push.
This little sound bite. Right, okay.
Hell no.
To the no, no. Right, we're going to go back to Pulp Fiction, and then we're going to have our first guest, the gorgeously sexy Carla Harrison Hodge. So let's play this amazing song, and I want you all to be dancing at home.
Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
One of the sexiest things that someone's ever said to me was when I was very much like doing the stuff, we're getting down to it. I was clearly very much getting to the point where I was just like, I want to come. You know, when you get in there, you're
and
just
that's
like,
allowed.
You're like, I want this. And I think he could tell in terms of my body language that I was just like gearing up.
Good. Yeah.
But then he just stopped and said to me, he was just like, you're going to come when I want you to come. And I was just like, oh my God!
Baller, that's a nice one. Good job.
Every Wednesday,
The Hannah Whitten Show,
from 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Boom! That was the Hannah Whitten Show. We've just been having a quick discussion in that break about the royal family and who's next in line.
And who's right and who's wrong.
All right,
who
Robert.
Was right and who was wrong?
Kevin was right. yeah, apparently it isn't Prince William.
It's the
No, it isn't Prince Charles. Oh,
it's
bloody
Prince,
hell.
It's Prince William.
It is
next.
Prince William.
It's not the little ginger one. It's the...
Not Harry, it's William.
It's the slightly balding one.
Why has Charles been kicked off the list?
I don't know. I think he's just... The baby was born, he's a bit old now, he's past it.
There's a sell-by date on Kingness.
There's definitely a sell-by date on Kingness.
I did
on
not.
On throne.
That's a bit of a...
On the throne.
What a guy, like, you're so close to ruling England.
After waiting, what, 100... How old's the queen?
He's about 109, I think.
I think she's 170.
Yeah, I don't know. Forever. Right, we have been joined in the studio. We've got a lovely new presence.
Hello.
We have got actress Carla Harrison-Hodge.
Hello.
Oh, here we go. The mic's on, sorry, darling.
Oh, hello.
There we go. Now,
hello.
Now you're in the room. You sounded like you were far off. You can sit over there, darling. No, welcome.
Thank you.
FUBAR Radio, back row and chill. And okay, yeah, so we're just talking about kings and queens. Do you like the royal family?
Not really.
I'm a fan.
I must say no.
I must say
it's a no from me.
I find them quite pointless.
That's my thing.
That's quite a strong thing to say, isn't it?
Like benefit scroungers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Taking all the welfare.
They do take
those
a lot of wealth.
Family.
Those royals, those rich royals taking their benefits.
Yeah.
That's my favourite saying at the moment. It's a no from me. I like to pretend I'm like,
it's
I don't
a
know,
no from me.
Simon Cowell or something.
Thank you very much.
It's a no from me. So, Carla Harrison-Hodge. I love your name. It sounds just so famo, doesn't it?
It sounds really posh and I'm not at all.
Where are you from?
Walthamstow.
I'm not going to pretend like I don't already know Carla.
Yes.
Me and Carla, we went to drama school together.
The School of Drama.
Oh. The School of Drama, back at, which was full of
was
drama.
Was that in Walthamstow?
It wasn't.
Was
no, it was actually Kensington.
That's where you picked up the accents.
It is, because I'm actually from Lewisham originally. So, but when I went to Kensington and met Carla, but I thought she'd be a great guest to have on the show because you're a young, up-and-coming actress, actor.
Well,
do you round mind which one? Oh, round of applause.
Thank you.
What do you prefer to be called, actress, actor?
Oh, well, I've started saying actress again.
Oh, we've gone round.
After saying actor.
Why did you stop?
Because I thought that was politically correct.
Did people think you're a boy? Is that why? You know,
they looked at me and thought, she is a man.
Carlos.
That is a man.
No, I do.
It has happened to me. I used to have really short hair and I wear a lot of boys' clothes and the amount of times I got mistaken for a male.
You like, worked the short hair though. She worked it. It was great.
I had really short hair like you, Kevin.
Never.
She had like the side shave, didn't you?
Yeah. I looked like a proper lesbian. It was like hardcore.
She looked like a fit.
That awkward silence.
That makes that so nice.
Awkward
silence. No, I looked like Justin Bieber. It was awful. I had that big sweepy front bit. Like, no.
My mama don't like you. She likes everyone.
Oh, nice.
Dropping in the beebs.
Little beebs.
Are you a believer?
Do you know what? I wasn't until his new album.
He got hot, didn't he?
And then he just got bloody
hot. Really
hot. He's about 12, but he's hot.
He's about 12.
But yeah, no, I after that, like, what do you mean? He started using all the 80s synthy pop stuff, and I love a bit of synth.
It's good for a dance, isn't it?
I love a
little BB dance.
It's good for a boogie. But
so awkward.
So, right, Carla, what in your acting since we left the School of Drama? What have you been up to? What's the industry like for you?
It has been
highs and lows.
Wonderful and hard and challenging.
Oh, maybe. Okay, tell us about that.
Oh.
Well, what was the most challenging moment?
Back in 2013.
Get low with the voice.
Being dropped by agents. That's not great, is it?
She's laughing, but I know inside.
But no, inside I'm crying. Yeah. Scars that will never heal. The highlights, though, are we going to change the music to happier music?
Oh,
or would you like me just to go with...
I actually don't have happy music.
Okay.
The happiest I've
got...
Oh, hell no!
I've got this one,
what
but...
What was it, that?
Oh, that's the...
But that's like...
Show her.
So, oh, yeah.
What happened to me up?
I was on TV quite a few times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do tell us more. What channel?
I was on Channel 4 a couple of times.
That's my favourite channel.
Is it?
Channel 4,
It's a good channel.
I think Channel 4, if I was going to be on a channel, I have been on Channel 4.
When you was hungover and watching Shipwrecked in the day.
I think it's got the really good, their dramas, like that Aliens programme recently. Mm. And
what, just, Danny Dyer, that one, that was BBC 3.
No. Danny Dyer.
Danny Dyer's on Aliens. No, come on, you must have seen this.
Maybe it wasn't called Aliens. It was about...
I know what you mean.
It was about it was about border control and these aliens, and if you were an alien, they all look like human.
Oh, I do know what you mean.
We were UFO aliens.
Humans, it's called.
Oh, is it called Humans? No.
Yeah, Humans.
That's another one.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, my goodness. We need to do our research.
Let's move on.
Swiftly.
What was your favourite cartoon growing up? TV show after school.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this earlier. 90s, your favourite, because we're all from the same.
Yeah. Well, era. I loved Arthur.
And we get along with each other. Hey,
you know who you.
The best.
And also Mona the Vampire.
Mona.
Yes.
I was a bit scared of it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was.
Yeah. I was scared of it.
Wimps. Wimps.
Wimps.
You ladies and your vaginas.
Actually, don't even go there, Kev, because I've done a bit of research, and do you know what the weakest part of any human body is?
What?
The testicles. The balls. And do you know what the strongest part of any human body is, either sex?
Vagina.
It is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, it is.
The vagina literally breaks to give birth to a new human and then heals itself again. And the balls, if you just flick it, the tiniest little...
they are down!
So really, if you say to someone you've got balls, actually it means...
You've got a vagina.
And if you say to someone you've got a vagina, it's like, yes mate.
You have got a vagina.
I've got a vagina.
I have one too.
Of steel.
You, Kevin?
No.
You wish you had
I have
a vagina.
Them little wimpy testicles, unfortunately.
You got the wimpy...
Don't flick them.
Flick them.
Do not flick them.
You're going down. We wanted to play a...
learning so much about you.
It's gotten a little bit weird. Yeah, it's gotten a tad weird.
Well, let's play a game, shall we?
Yeah.
And we're going to play at home for everyone with you. You can play at home. God, my brain, I've had so much wine. So, sorry, guys.
Today?
No, I'm joking.
Four bottles before we came in.
Four bottles now.
Glug, 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 glug.
We're going to be playing Guess the 90s Kids TV Theme.
Okay.
That was a really long, badly constructed sentence name for that game. Anyway, point is, I'm going to play you the opening to some of our favourite old shows, and we're going to see if you can guess them right. And if you can get them at home, then, 10 points to you. Well done.
What do we win?
Don't look.
Oh, I can see the answers.
Don't look at the answers.
I'll look away.
Right, okay, we're going to try this.
Do you win again?
High five.
You win life.
Right.
You win at life. Okay. You get this, everybody. That's what you're going
to win. What more could you want?
Are we ready for number one?
Yes.
Okay, let's have a go.
I'm
going to be playing and pausing, so this could be a disaster or it could be really good. Okay, there we go. What's this?
Blue Peter.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well done. 1 point to Kai Harrison Hodge.
I think you've two are in on this.
No.
She can
do you remember this?
I don't even know it. No.
You don't know it?
I remember Blue Peter, but I don't remember the theme to it.
Okay, right, that was number one. Right, we're going to play number two, which I think... maybe you guys have to, invent a buzzer that you can, shout out so I know who. Okay, so what is... what's this one?
You have to have a buzzer.
Go on, Arthur.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone sing.
You got to listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm on the street.
It's like the happiest song ever. Right, number three. Oh, there's a confused faces. It was Saturday morning.
Funhouse.
No. Really?
Antonex, no. Think Smart.
The show on Saturday morning.
The Antonex one,
it had Zoe Ball.
Oh, crap, what was it called?
Did it have Wonky Donkey on it? Wonky Donkey.
It's live and kicking, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Which I went on when I was 10 years old. I was 9 years old, and the minimum age to be on Live and Kicking was 10.
Why did you go on it?
Because my best friend at school like won tickets in a raffle, so she took like two of us.
Oh, wow.
And everyone else was 10, I was 9, and I was so nervous. It was like my first time getting into a club underage. And I remember that they went in, they were like, how old are you? And I was like,
10.
And then they
21.
21. And they believed me. They just like, you know, all right, go in. And I remember being like, they think I'm 10. So I got to go on Live and Kicking, and I got to like sit next to Zoe Ball. It's on VHS somewhere.
Ooh.
And I got to ask, I think it was Matthew from what was that Singing in the Stars? No. Who are you tonight, Matthew?
Oh, Matthew.
Stars in Your Eyes, that's the one. Thanks,
Matthew
Kevin.
Kelly.
Yeah, I got to ask a question to Matthew Kelly.
Matt Kezza.
I spoke to him, but I was so nervous to do my question that it just came out as a croak. So I was just like, what do you like to do on the... That was my first...
I need to find this.
TV debut, darlings. All right, let's get back to the game. We digress. Okay, so this would be number 4, one of my favourite TV shows.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes, Demon Headmaster.
Yes, Carla!
Yes!
I'm getting my ass full.
You did not watch TV.
Carla obviously had less to do in the 90s.
I was too busy climbing trees and riding bikes in the park.
Playing with sticks and your small balls. Okay. Right, okay, what's the next one? This is number 5.
Ah, beep, 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 beep,
yep,
beep.
Kevin.
Tom and Jerry.
No, no. Beep, 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 beep. Lily Tunes.
Yes! Carla,
I thought I had that one. I really thought I had that one.
You got a list of reviews.
Damn.
Oh, I'd never win anything.
Looney Tunes.
Hell no. Ho, ho.
You win on this show,
yes.
Ben. How are you doing at home? Let us know. This is number 6.
I'm doing terrible.
You might get this one.
I hope so.
Beep, 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 beep.
Carla.
Biker Grove. No.
No.
The other school worm. Beep, 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 beep.
Kevin,
the other school worm. You know the other school worm.
Grange
Hill.
Yes.
Ah.
I auditioned.
Did you?
Did
you? Yeah, I did audition for Grange Hill. That's my little claim to fame.
Ain't Grange Hill like... Oh, no, that's the other one. What's the other one that Nick was in it?
Biker Grove.
Biker Grove. I was going to say, because that was up north.
Because Biker Grove, it was like, biker, and it was like,
Biker Grove. Yeah.
You do that. Yeah, you exactly. Go into the Grove.
I'm blind.
Was that a storyline?
Yeah, he got blind. I think it was Deck or Ant, one of them. Deck, maybe.
Great, I loved
Grove. And then Deck was their name in it as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a documentary. It was real life. It really happened.
Fly on the wall. That was actually what their life was back in the day. Okay, this is number 7. Number 7. Let's continue. Technology. Ooh. I always wanted to go on this show.
Oh, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
It's the one with Dave. It's the one with Dave in it.
I thought it was the one with the monkey.
Get your own back.
Yes!
She's on fire.
Mate.
I have watched too much TV in my life.
Because you've got a vagina.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this was Get Your Own Back, which I wanted to take my dad on.
That was
fun. That with the guns? And they're guns.
Yeah, you pushed them over.
What's this?
Beep, 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 beep.
Someone turn her mic off.
Queen's
Nose.
It is. We were talking before about how you used to get every 50p and try and rub it.
Rub it, absolutely, yeah.
We've just turned into a nation.
What's it got? 7-0?
Yeah, have you got one yet?
I'm not even playing anymore.
Right, okay.
I'm not
sure
your friend.
To be
this
proud
is number,
of,
number 9. What's this one?
Zep?
Yes, sir!
Daisy Dome or something. Daisy
Dirty Dome. Daisy? No, not
I don't know. What's this one?
Zap. And it's like
the
hands. Remember the hands?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
No, it's like a big screen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like a remote control.
And they open the different doors.
And the little
doors.
Hands.
Yes, and they had those hands that would like make things. And there was, there was like Daisy Giggles or something.
Zap.
I used to love that. Good.
Walk down memory lane.
Isn't it just?
Oh, well.
Right, we're on number 10, guys, and this was one of my favourite Saturday morning TV shows. So let's see if you can get this. And is it coming?
Funhouse.
Funhouse.
You're going to
hit me. With a whole lot of cash.
Okay, Alvin, I love that. Alvin! Right, number 11. You can still not win.
Rugrats. Just.
Oh!
Drum roll.
The drum roll.
You cheated.
You cheated. You look.
I can't see from here. I'm trying. I need glasses.
What an amazing soundtrack is this?
I knew from the drum roll.
I could play this on the piano at one point. Proudest
moment.
I
think everyone learned that.
Number 12.
This was my actual one of my favourite shows growing up. I should have known that.
I
don't remember none of the theme tunes.
But
maybe
isn't
I didn't
that
the
70s programme?
I think so.
Okay. What's this one?
This is a very young one.
Oh, I know this one.
Tots TV.
Wow. That was my favourite when I was little.
Carla, we found
I'm
your calling.
Finally.
TV Tottenham.
Yeah. The little French one. The little sexy French toddler.
Slutty French one.
Little slutty little toddler.
Two boys and the goat once.
Yeah.
What a woman.
Okay, here's our last one.
The playbook.
It's the play days. Where does it go? Where does it stop? What's inside of lollipop?
What's inside of the lollipop?
What's inside of lollipop?
I loved that.
Yeah, me too.
Doesn't it just make you so happy? Full of joy.
My cheekbones are stuck. Can't get back down.
You're so happy.
I'm so happy.
They're touching your eyes.
Your eyes are gone, Kevin. That's how happy you are. Oh dear. Wow, I know that, guys, if you want to just cheer yourself up, go on YouTube, because I found all these on YouTube.
Was it all like on one playlist, or did you have to like...
It was on a playlist someone had made, and they'd made like four or
whoever
five
that
so
was.
You're a legend.
If you want this to be a regular thing on the show, like, email in and we'll do this every week, because I love it. Maybe we could do different eras and whatnot for people who want cool and our age.
Do you remember Bernard's Watch?
Yes.
I don't know what the theme tune is, though. What would you have done if you had a Bernard's Watch?
That's the question. He did this episode where he stopped time and he went into the future.
Would you do it for good or would you do it for bad, though? Would you rob banks or would you...
Well, realistically, if I was going to realistically have a
Bernard's
Watch...
Would you actually even need money? Would you even need money? You've got a watch. If you want that, just stop the time. It's mine.
That's stop, go, dealing, stop time, Kevin.
I'm not saying to this deal. I'm just
saying
I'm not suggesting stealing.
I've got a friend that once said he would steal the money. not me.
Well, actually, technically, if you're out of time, is it stealing? Because you're not in time. So this is
a whole other show.
That's why it was such a great show.
It was what I actually genuinely thought. Seriously, what I would do with Bernard's Watch? And
what would you do?
Well, realistically, all I would do is wake up when my alarm goes off, press Bernard's Watch, sleep as much as I want, and then go back again.
Power naps all through the day.
That's probably all I do, is just catch up on sleep. Everyone would be like, how does she do it? She works 23 hours a day. You know? It's Nivea. Like, what? Nivea. But maybe I would use it for something cool. Like, I think he did one where he pressed the watch, and then he went into some sort of changing room to nick something or whatever. So maybe I would like go to someone's house or something.
There was a special one when he went into the future and he was in prison. Do you not see it?
No.
This is a great one. He was in prison, but then he had another one.
Yeah.
And it turned out that he was a famous actor, so he was acting in a prison.
For a minute there.
So he thought he was in prison. What about if it's a whole different dilemma and he's actually a Time Lord and he grows up to be Doctor Who?
Well, I was about to say maybe the whole Bernard's Watch is just a pre-series for Prison Break.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the original intention. And then
talking about childhood stuff, how do you feel about Lion King?
Because I'm going to destroy your childhood. If you love Lion King, it's actually plagiarism. Is that the right word?
Plagiarism.
Plagiarism.
What you mean? It's based on Hamlet.
It was stolen. The idea was stolen.
Oh no!
Yes. What?
Yep. If you look up, I saw it on Facebook the other day.
I've heard this.
Kimba the White Lion. It was just a complete ripoff. They stole the idea. Walt Disney, man.
Yes, I saw this on Facebook. It was on a 60s anime called Kimba the White Lion. And, they basically... It's like almost scene for scene the same. It's exactly. Even called Kimba. They couldn't even think, like, let's rename it. What should we rename it? Simba.
No one will know. Like, he's called it, like, Bob or something.
But, I mean, that's a bit upsetting. And what is upsetting is that they couldn't even, like... admit that they'd done it. So Walt Disney and everyone said no. But they've unearthed like a telegram from the past, and they're talking about it.
Well, they waited for the guy who written it. He passed away, and then they released their brand new idea.
Their version, yeah. They waited for him to die.
No way.
But yeah, on this telegram, it's actually got in writing. They accidentally say Kimba rather than Simba. So he was like, could you just read? It was talking. It was like a telegram between maybe the animators and the director. And he was like, this is great, but if you could just change Kimba's. And I was like, you just used the wrong. Boom.
Boom. Damn, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel. You are in trouble with no one. He's dead.
So, childhood ruined.
It is a bit upsetting.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
But luckily...
I'm here all day.
I'm here every week. Lion King wasn't my favourite Disney. So it doesn't hit me quite so hard.
What was your favourite Disney?
Beauty and the Beast.
Mine's Aladdin.
Oh, I'm going out with a very hairy guy. So.
I can show you the world. Oh,
I love Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
It's got such a good message.
Such a great message.
You know, just a hippie and loving life and loving nature.
She was sexy,
she was fit.
For a cartoon.
She had a tattoo. No, but Little Mermaid.
Oh, I was just about to say. Little Mermaid.
She's in a bra.
I also thought most of the princes were pretty meh.
Pretty meh.
Yeah, not, pretty, they
well, that's why. That's why I like the Beast. Come on, he's like angry. Yeah. He's hairy. He's like growly.
He's got emotional issues.
Literally, it's my boyfriend, isn't it? So, boom.
Sorry. Is Jube listening?
No.
I'm gonna quickly. Probably WhatsApp him and let him know.
Okay. I think we should pop to a song. Let's have a look from my movie collection. I think I'm going to go for one from a recent movie, Guardians of the Galaxy. Did you guys see
good
that?
Good movie. No, number 2's coming out.
Number 2's coming out. So this is one of my favourite songs. I think it actually opens the entire movie. It's Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede. 70s fave. So
play it.
We're gonna play this and boogie along, and we'll be back soon. Back for a chill on FUBAR Radio. Ooga chaka, ooga 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 chaka, ooga 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 chaka, ooga 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 chaka, ooga ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure.
the good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Well, singing away.
I like that.
Isn't it such a... I love 70s music, man.
What's his name?
Brilliant.
Blue Suede, did you say?
Blue Suede, yeah. Hooked on a Feeling. Absolutely love it. Right, Carla Harrison Hodge. We had a fun time with the 90s. But what's going on now? What's going on now for you? So you said you've been in a bit of TV, bit of this and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a bit of TV, bit of theatre.
Yeah, so what was your most recent endeavour into the acting world?
My most recent big job was actually a stage show, which was... really exciting because I didn't think I'd get to do that.
Yeah. What was it called?
It was called The Fruit Trilogy by Eve Ensler.
Did you play a banana?
I played an avocado. Seriously, an avocado. And
did you have a card?
Also a pomegranate.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So, but it was actually quite serious.
It's quite serious. yeah.
It sounds. What was the message? And what was the message? What was the message?
It was about sex trafficking.
For fruit and vegetables.
Well, that makes sense because you traffic...
Sexy fruit. Mm-hmm.
You put...
avocado.
I played a girl stuck in an avocado container.
Oh.
Who'd been sex trafficked.
Oh, it gets dark, doesn't it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
And where do I find the link to this?
Come on. Okay. So you played Anna Pomegranate.
Anna Pomegranate, he was a prostitute.
Wow.
And what did you do to prepare for this role, Carla?
Well, when I was a prostitute, I was just in a box.
So did you...
So you just saw my head and I had a pink wig. And me and my castmate were just two little heads in a box. And then, so the men would come past. It was like this dystopian sort of world where men would pick which women they wanted.
Sounds like London.
Yeah,
right?
And they would open our mouths and pick out our eyes and pick which bits they
liked
of us.
Again, sounds like London. Yeah.
But it's not that far off, I reckon.
We've all done it.
Or picked a bit of
standard
fruit.
Saturday for you.
Yeah.
And okay, and how was it like? Do you prefer film or do you prefer stage? What if you had to pick one or the other?
Well, I think I love theatre. Yeah. I've always wanted to do TV and I'm glad that I've done some. And I want to keep doing it.
Hello, what did you do on TV?
Keep giving me jobs.
Jobs this way, yeah. Universe. Thank you.
What was it you done on TV?
I did something called Cuffs.
It rings a bell.
The police BBC show. One, the police show.
Yeah. Yep.
I did I Want My Wife Back, which was a BBC show as well.
Okay.
And Fresh Meat...
which is on Channel 4.
A round of applause for you.
Getting out there.
But at the moment, though, I am hosting something for Women's Aid, the charity.
And where will the people at home find this?
They will find this if they tweet me.
Right.
Or they go to my Twitter account. It's at Carla H. Hodge. And what I'm looking for are artists, kind of ideally female spoken word artists.
Okay.
I've got a lot of singers already and comedians and some men. Men, do you do comedy?
My English not so good. A little bit. But more social media.
Right. Well, you'd like
Kevin
to do
Fresh
stand-up?
Was on Facebook and Instagram. If you haven't heard already.
Well, I've done them before. I did one for Mind, and it's to raise money for charities, and it's like comedy and music gala. It's really fun. It's really chilled.
Where's it going to be?
It's at the Castle in Shoreditch.
Oh, amazing. So,
and when is this?
So 24th of November.
Okay, so next thing you've got about a month. So
a month.
You're calling any artist, spoken word, preferably
female. I've got a
couple
of people on board, but I'd like some... And men as well.
Men and women, let's not...
With their fragile little testicles.
Yes.
Let's let the fragile testicles have a go too.
We'd like them to get involved. So they can tweet me, send me a link of stuff, or I'll follow you back.
And are you choosing who's going to be in it? Are you...
Yes.
Wow.
No.
Look at you, producing your gala. Producing gala. We've come a long way from tap dance in Studio One in drama school.
Let's not talk about that. Or burlesque. We did a burlesque routine.
We actually did burlesque at school. They
Is
made
there
us.
A video of this?
Is that?
Can people find
We have never seen it, though. There is a video.
Oh, my God, they filmed it, didn't they?
Do you remember what we did, Johanna? we had a drink.
We had a sneaky... Do you had a drink?
Nobody
every
knows.
Every day, though. So
nobody
it's
knows,
new.
But we had a drink. Had a sneaky... It was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
We had a sneaky
wow.
drink.
That's courage, though. Yeah. Like to bit nervous,
we were so
nerves.
Terrified of doing ballet.
Or was you just been on it from the night before and you just, straight
no,
in?
No, no. We were just so... We were, like, shaking. I've never shaken before a performance so much in my life. Mm. We had to do ballet to the boys in the class.
Ruby ribbons.
How old were you?
This was, like, what, 20... 21, 22?
Yeah. Oh, so you was a legal tender.
Yeah.
I think that teacher's like, yes, today we make burlesque. Dance for me, children.
Miles is definitely not like that.
No, it was all about trying to get us to own our femininity and our sensuality and sexuality, because all of us were like really scared to play like really sexy roles.
Girl power.
So it was
spice up your life.
It was trying to be girl power, but we all had to pick a character and do a burlesque routine to the rest of the class. And it was terrifying, but at the same time really liberating.
So liberating.
Yours was amazing. You did like a magician character, like you, and you had like a top hat, and didn't you take your top off and glimp? Got a poofed out of your tits or something.
Cheeky bit
and balloons full of glitter.
Yeah.
And Johanna was ruby ribbons.
I was ruby ribbons. I was covered in ribbons.
Was very sexual.
I was taking off my ribbons rather than my clothes. Does that count?
It was great though. It was so good.
I didn't just see this.
Well, somebody bloody recorded it. So we somewhere in the world, is. That would go viral right now.
I was about to say, but camera phones wasn't about 8 years, 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
It wasn't that long ago, was it?
She just said 20, 21.
No, it wasn't that
I
long.
I was 22, so...
And you're quite old now, aren't you?
It was 4 years ago.
It wasn't that long ago, was it?
4 or 5 years ago, 2012.
Time flies,
4 years ago. Time flies. Right, so check out, if you want to find Carla's Twitter, you can go to FUBAR Radio. We've got a picture of her and me and Kevin. and you can go and add her and tweet her. And if you want to be part of the gala, get involved,
please
people.
Please do. It's a really good, really good cause.
We're going to pop tomorrow next song. And then we've got our next guest on, who's Brad Watson, movie director extraordinaire.
Oh,
damn.
So damn, Daniel.
Come on, stay for him.
Right, I'm going to play another song from another movie, obviously. This is actually a song from in the movie, as in it's in the storyline of the movie. The character singing it's sung by George Clooney.
George Clooney sings.
Yeah, really good.
George Clooney
sings. George Clooney sings.
George Clooney sings.
Yeah, he did. It's
damn.
Have you seen the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
No.
Wait, of course, that one.
My favorite.
Who hasn't?
It's on Netflix, and honestly, it's like a little gem of a movie. It's about these three convicts in the sort of 20s, 30s in America, and they escape from the...
Oh, I have seen it, and they're digging, and it's very cheesy.
Is it Holes?
It's got one of the Baldwin brothers in it, I'm pretty sure.
Well, this is the song I always loved from it. It's called I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow, and it just turns you into a hillbilly. You have to sing along.
Is it sad?
No, it's kind of upbeat for being... Just have a listen.
All right, then.
Have a listen, Carla. Thank you so much for coming
See
on.
Thank you. Later,
it's been amazing. Bye. Let's listen to I'm a Man of Constant
What's
Sorrow.
What a pleasure meeting you.
expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that Northern Railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon that train.
Perhaps you'll die upon this train.
We are back in the studio and
hello, welcome back.
Me and Kevin today, and we've got our next guest. We've got Brad Watson, movie director.
Hello.
Hello in the studio. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming in. I'm very well. It's a Friday night. It's a Friday night. This is all good.
It's Friday night. Yeah. Does that mean we relax now?
Is yeah, it? Like, it's yeah. Like we are. It's officially past five.
It's party time.
Do you prefer Zambuca or tequila?
Let's get out the tequila.
Whatever comes up first. Whatever. Oh, whatever this is. This,
vodka.
Is this straight vodka?
Straight vodka.
Straight
from Russia.
It's a pint of vodka there, V-Day. Okay, so what's your movie director? Let's talk a little bit about your movies.
Hallow's Eve is my latest movie, that literally just finished it. So if you can ask me any questions about anything that's happened in the last 6 months, I won't know, because that's all film directors know.
So
that,
you wouldn't know that Brad and Angelina have just broke up?
The what?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sorry. Hallow's Eve is a movie that I literally just finished. I've just crawled out of the edit suite, and we premiered it at Fright Fest at the end of August, and we finished the movie literally a few days before we screened it. When we did screen it,
lastminute.com.
When we did screen it, it was the first time. It was only the second time I've seen the movie all the way through with the finished sound and picture. So that was a little bit unnerving. So that's a movie that we've been making for the last 2 years, basically. I've been spending my time making that movie.
And what's Hallow's Eve? So it's a horror film.
It's a romantic comedy.
A romantic horror.
What's the message you're trying to get across?
It's a horror film.
The poster looks amazing.
Thank you. That's designed by a fantastic designer called Graham Humphreys, who designed the original UK poster for Nightmare on Elm Street.
When's it out?
We don't have a release yet, so we're literally just about to start the festival with it, and hopefully get.
Have you got any like trailers online or anywhere people can?
There's the Fright Fest trailer.
If you
go to the Fright Fest website, so if you go to frightfest, I think it's .co.uk, but Google and you can go on there, or you can go on to our Facebook page, which is Facebook/ Hallow's Eve the Movie UK. You'll find all the links on there.
I'll definitely be having a look, 'cause
and
it looks really good.
All the updates will happen on there, and the new trailer that will go up will have a link on there as well.
The BFI are screening it in October.
We are screening at the BFI in October. We've been asked to screen it for, believe it or not, their education system they have. There's a very good friend of mine, another great director, Mark Price, who's involved with all that, and he's going to do a Q&A with me afterwards. But it's they've asked to screen it. It is available. You can buy tickets. It's on October the 22nd,
close to Halloween.
Whether by then we might have some news on any kind of sales or any kind of release date in the UK.
So what's it about? To just if we're going to do like a movie.
Okay. Or if we're
what's
gonna,
the message?
Okay, the message. There's no message.
Hold on. So yeah, just give us a rundown of what Hallows Eve is about.
Dun dun dun.
In a world.
yes, please do that.
A modern day estate gang.
Wow.
Find themselves caught up in a late 70s, early 80s slasher scenario.
Wow.
But what's really going on? And who do these... what do these masked men want?
You're scaring me now. Turn the music off. I can't anymore.
It's a modern day estate gang.
It's
a modern day estate gang who find themselves weirdly caught up in this kind of late 70s, early 80s slasher scenario type situation. I don't want to give away too much, it reveals itself to be some... to have a message, but I want to hear what that message is. You have to see the
suspense.
Movie.
I'm definitely going to see it.
That's good. Because I like more... I'm not into horror, like proper blood. Right. Like, you know, gore porn. Mm-hmm. I'm like...
Yeah.
What was The Girl with Gifts?
The Girl with Gifts.
Oh, what did you think?
It was good, really good. Yeah.
Oh,
she didn't stop jumping, and it was.
I did. I like a jump. I like a thriller, but when it's like proper slasher, I spend more time just watching my hands than watching the actual film. So,
well, one of the reviews we got from Fright Fest did say that our use of suspense and jumps was a bit more intelligent than most people's. So
intelligent jumps.
So hopefully what I think that means is that we're a little bit less expected. Where you think there's going to be a jump, there isn't one, and where you don't think there is.
That's the best bit,
you know, which is what it's all about. They actually asked me Fright Fest. They you do all these Q&As and things, and you send in infos. And one of the questions they asked was, "What special award do you think should be invented from Fright Fest?" And I said, "The award for the most effective and least telegraphed jump scare." That's what I said. Because it's very, very difficult to do that. Because people know when they're coming now, and you've got to be.
Got told when they're coming. A sound recorder artist person gave me a heads up and was like, "You always know when there's going to be a jump because it will go quiet.
The sound will drop. Then it will go down.
And in the silence. So that's why when I'm watching a film, if the sound goes
but
down,
you kind of know anyway. You kind of just like, no, you go, don't go in that room. Don't open the door. No.
Well, I didn't. That's what you did. We were at like this official. Official la-di-da screening of The Girl with the Gifts.
Who's the actresses that came out?
Glenn Close and Gemma Arterton.
Oh, Gemma Arterton.
She was like 20 foot from me and Kevin.
I wanted to touch her. I could smell her. She smelled nice.
I had to peel Kevin off. It was like, dude. And he had to peel me off Glenn Close. But... but in the middle of the screening, there's me jumping over, and then there's Kevin just shouting out in his like Cockney language, like, "What are you doing? Don't go in there!
Don't do it!
Kevin,
you nutter!"
Kevin, we're at a screening. We're at like a media screening.
Well, I get a little bit carried away. Let me get my push. Yes. I enjoy it very much. You know,
you're supposed to clap politely, and that's that.
Yeah. No, I get too involved. I'm really like,
no, absolutely. Yeah. That's the whole point.
Don't go in there, you nutter!
Oh, you wouldn't do that. But no, Girl with All the Gifts was amazing.
Yeah,
we're gonna review it a little bit later in the show.
Cool.
That's really cool. So, what else apart from this movie? Have you got anything that you're looking forward to or that you've done?
Well, my previous movie is in this country was called The Seventh Dimension. That's available DVD, and I think London Live was showing it a little while ago. So I'm sure it's been popping up on channels all over the place. That did really well. We got released in 20 countries with that, and we got a theatrical release here, and that was a supernatural thriller, really. They tried to, you know, people want to market it as a straight out horror, but I was, it's not. It's not people, you know.
There's a message.
Yeah, people going to want to. If people think they're going to watch a horror, they for the first sort of 50 minutes of the movie, they're going to be sitting there going, "What's going on? This isn't a horror." Yeah. But that's much more. That's about sort of Bible codey maths and multi dimensions and
that's my dad's street actually. He loves all that stuff. Yeah, dad, cool. If you're listening, which I think you are, watch that film.
Hello, Dad.
And the movie
Who's
I did.
Your Faja? What does he do?
The movie I did before that was Asylum Night, which was a really, really low budget, like literally low budget, chuck blood at the screen type horror comedy that was inspired by, you know, early Peter Jackson and Sam Raimi stuff. And that was, and that did really well. We did quite well. We won the Trauma Fling Award in Edinburgh for best UK feature for that. And,
oh, we've all won.
I've got mine in my cupboard.
But yeah, everyone's proud of their Trauma Fling Awards. Yeah.
Well done.
Hallows Eve is my third theatrical feature, and there's been loads of short films, loads of music videos, and other projects that are kind of in development that I can't really talk
about. I just remembered that I was going to audition for Hallows Eve, and I didn't get to.
You were. That's correct.
I missed my. I don't know why now. I think I was filming. That's why.
Yeah, you were. You cancelled at the last minute. I
was filming in a movie called Scottish Muscle in Scotland, and that's why I couldn't make your audition. Damn it!
But you were coming to another audition, so.
But I did go to another audition of Brad's.
Yes.
What was that for, Brad? Or we can't talk about it.
We can't really talk about that.
No, the suspense.
It's for a secret project that I auditioned for, Brad.
Oh yeah.
It's a TV project, but we're about to start pitching to people. So, but we filmed a kind of a teaser flavor thing with Johanna in it. So
amazing.
So we can't really talk too much about it because obviously
we've said too much already.
Yeah, we've said way too much. Back. I'm going to have to kill everyone.
But I have worked with Brad, and you've been directed by Brad. And it's a great experience.
Ride the film tune, sing the film tune.
Yes.
And so did you at Hallows Eve, did you write it or did you just direct?
I wrote it, I directed it, I co-produced it, and I edited it, and I wrote the score.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got everything.
But that was because basically the movie is a John Carpenter homage as well. So there's a lot of, if anyone knows John Carpenter movies, they'll see references all over the shop to it. And it's got that 80s vibe to it. And everyone kept telling me, if it's going to be a John Carpenter homage, are you going to do the music? Because John Carpenter did all his own scores. And I do write music, but I thought, well, it'd be a way to save money, wouldn't it? If I did the score. Yeah. So I auditioned myself. I wrote a couple of themes, and then I sort of kept listening to them on my walk while I was walking the dog for a few months. And then when we had our original promo to take out, I slipped the music in there without telling anyone, and then thought I'd listen to the feedback. And the feedback was really good on the music. So I didn't tell anyone. It was my music. So, I was paranoid. That I was like, don't use the music if it's rubbish. You know,
I love movie soundtracks. That's what I listen to. Do you like How Smoothly? I'm gonna wrap this into a movie soundtrack that I've got here.
Easy way, nice and gently.
This is from which one's this? This is from Forrest Gump. It's one of my.
I love you, Jono.
Yeah, this is Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I believe he said he had to go pee.
So we're gonna check this out when we come back, and we're gonna challenge you Facebook Live. We're going to do a movie quiz challenge.
Well, no, so, yes.
If you're on Facebook, go on my page now, Kevin Freshwater, and be prepared, because can I share the link?
Yeah, you can share the link.
It's getting shared. I'm going to share the hell out of the link.
Let's just share the shit out of this.
Throw it out there.
Okay.
Damn.
Great, we'll be back. FUBAR Radio, back for Unchill.
Yeah.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
So were we eating at the same time, or?
What?
What?
Right.
I'm scared.
We are about to play a challenge. Are we ready? Because
oh
it's time for Johanna's movie quiz challenge. Oh, no.
This is not exciting at all.
So this is how it's going to go.
I'm going to show myself up here. I know.
I have prepared some, don't cheat, some movie questions.
Hide them.
Yeah, I am. I'm hiding them. And if you get it right, well done, you win the point. If you get it wrong, you have to take a Bean Boozled jelly bean.
Now, if you don't know Bean Boozled jelly
it's from the viral challenge.
One can taste very lovely, but the other could taste like vomit.
It's like identical jelly beans.
And there's no way of telling which is which.
Green could be lime, green could be bogey.
Yeah.
White could be lemon, white could be vomit.
We did this a couple of weeks back with Wall of Comedy. It was hilarious. Okay, first, who wants to go first?
As a guest, you're welcome to start this off.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Right, so question.
Good luck, Brad.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Number one, we're live on Facebook.
Okay,
as we
hello guys, nice. We are live.
So if you vomit, you vomit live to the internet.
No.
Okay, talking of beans. What type of beans does Hannibal Lecter like to enjoy? With a nice Chianti.
I'm trying to. Oh no, come on. This one.
I give you a clue. First line begins with F.
No clues. He's got to eat a bean.
I can like hear him saying it, but I can't remember the actual word. I'm gonna.
She's probably made them as hard as possible.
When you tell me, I'm gonna know, but obviously, that's the most obvious thing anyone's ever said.
Good luck, Brad.
There's a spit bowl if you need to, and then take a bean and just tell us what flavour you think.
And look directly into the camera while you're eating the bean.
Well, it looks innocent enough. It's sort of orange.
What is it?
Tastes of mushroom.
Oh, you got a good one. You probably got peach. Is it peach?
Oh, he's pulling faces, guys.
No, it's
vomit flavour.
No, I think it's kind of orangey.
Okay, it's a peach.
It's peach.
God damn it, Elizabeth.
Is that what it is? Peach. Right.
Kevin, Mr. Freshwater. Okay. Woody and Buzz are Andy's toys.
Yeah.
Who is the next door neighbour?
Oh, Sid.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Okay.
My ass is getting kicked right now.
1-0.
Okay, yes. Right. Here we go. Back over to you.
Back over to you,
Mr.
Brad.
Watson. In Saving Private Ryan, how many of James Ryan's brothers have been killed in combat?
Oh, it's...
I know this.
Three.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done. A point each.
Intense.
Okay.
Getting intense.
Mr. Freshwater, back to you. What specific creature does Indiana Jones hate?
Snakes.
Well done. Okay, back to you.
I watch a lot of TV, a lot of movies.
Okay, what... this is 80s. I've thought of... You might know
okay.
What type of candy does Elliot use to persuade E.T. to come into his room?
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah! You already know that one.
2-0.
Okay. Oh, this one. Don't think you're going to know this one. Okay. Against whom are the three amigos hired to fight in order to save the village of Santa Poco? In Three Amigos.
I'll have a green bean, please.
I'll give you a clue. So either it's one of these four. It's either El Salvador. It's the bad guy in the movie. El Salvador, El Diablo, El Mariac, or El Guapo.
The first one.
El Salvador.
Yes.
It's wrong. It's El Guapo.
El Guapo.
You know that one. Right. Take a bean. Guess the flavour. Shove it in. Like it's Friday night, you know?
Right, I'm going to eat the blue one.
Toothpaste would be fine. Green.
Go for it.
Toothpaste would be the good one. What's the bad one?
Toothpaste is the bad one.
Oh. Toothpaste.
Okay.
Oh, like menthol toothpaste. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Right, as bad as it could have been.
Which Sonny and Cher song does Phil in Groundhog Day wake up to every morning?
You, babe. I've got you, babe.
Yeah, okay, so you can't get up there.
I got you, babe.
I actually watched it the other day.
Yeah, I know. Well, do you know the musical's coming out?
Mm.
Groundhog apparently it's ace. Yeah. Oh my gosh, have I run out of questions? You didn't even get to get a nasty bean.
Yes.
Oh, should I just take a bean just for the?
Well, I think should we all pick
should
one?
Should we all pick one?
Should we all just pick one?
Russian roulette. Let's
go. Let's
don't look. Don't look.
Are you feeling lucky?
Don't look at the colour.
I've got this little orangey looking.
I got dog food last time and it was freaking awful.
I've got the same colour as I did last time.
But it's not necessary. So really.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, that's dog food.
I got toothpaste. Just one.
Oh, that's dog food. It tastes like pedigree chum. It smells. It tastes like pedigree chum.
What's yours, Brad?
I think it's the same thing. It's just a little bit stronger.
I definitely just got dog food.
I got toothpaste, but it's not bad. Last time I had I had canned dog food. I had bogey.
That's canned dog food. You know, you've got a can of pedigree and you can smell it in the air.
Yeah. Mm.
That's how it tastes.
Is that how it tastes?
That's
how it really? Tastes.
Well done,
not
guys.
Not that I've ever had dog food.
Sorry about that.
Well played. That was amazing. That was good fun. That was good fun. Well done.
Thank
you so much. I don't know who. You've got to be pretty even, but Brad, I think.
Give it to Brad.
Brad, let's give it to Brad.
Team Brad. Woo!
Let's give it to Brad.
You're too kind.
I think we're good.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You won that one.
Do one more. We haven't done yet. There must be good ones coming.
Let's have a look. We've got a bit of Diana Ross. I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to let it show. I'm coming out. That is amazing. Right, we have got Lucy Patterson back in the studio to do film reviews after the break. Thank you so much, Brad Watson, for coming in.
Round of applause for Brad and his amazing
round
film.
Round of applause. Your film knowledge was impeccable. Well done. Well done. You don't have to do research. Well done. All the best of luck with Hallows Eve. Hopefully.
Thank you very, very much.
Thanks for coming in, Brad.
In the cinemas.
I'll let you guys know if there's any UK release news.
Yeah, please do. Because we will get...
Be there. We'll be there.
We'll be there. He'll be shouting at the screen. Yeah. I'll be jumping on
don't get in the room, you nutter!
That's basically what happens when we go to the cinema. Right. Okay, next song. Oh, this
I'm
one.
I still taste dog food. I'm sorry.
We're going to... You're going to go throw up, and I'm going to play... This is from...
I got off really lightly.
You got off so lightly.
I had toothpaste and dog food. It should have been the other way around.
So lightly.
Well, maybe my taste buds just don't work anymore. I don't know.
Maybe you're like, take the box home.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'll take a moment. Nice.
Right, this song is from a very famous song, but it was made even more famous in the 80s rom-com Ghost. Can anyone guess?
Unchained Melody.
It is, well done. Like, get out of my studio. You know, way too much around the field. It's my film show, so piss off.
Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Woo! We're coming into the close, coming into land, as the captain would say, if this was
home straight.
A plane. But it's not, it's a studio. Yeah. Right, okay. We were joined by Lucy Patterson.
Hello.
Woo! Film reviewer.
Thanks for having me again.
That's all right, pleasure. So every week we go off and we do our homework and we watch some films and then we come back and we review them. And I love it. It's like homework club.
It's like a little gang, isn't
it? It's like a little gang, yeah.
Exciting. It's my first time, so.
Welcome to the gang.
Is it blood in, blood out? And we're like, is it like once I'm in, I can never leave?
No, they think you're stuck now.
Oh. Stuck. Forever.
It's a good place to be stuck, it's all right.
Lucy, you can go first. What have you seen this week? What you love and what you hate?
This week I went and saw Blair Witch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I also went and saw Imperium.
Okay.
The one with Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yes. When he's the...
He goes undercover.
Oh, right, that wrong one. The completely wrong one.
Oh, no. I know the one you're talking about. Yeah. Swiss Army Man.
Looks good.
Yeah, it does look good. Looks stupid, but looks really funny, actually. But this one was inspired by the career of like this FBI agent called Mark German. Odd name, really, considering what he did. But he infiltrated the... Why can't I think of the word? Nazi white supremacists.
Oh, yeah, in America. Right, yeah.
I was saying based on like a true story? Or
I think it's sort of inspired by some of the things that he did. I think everything that happened wasn't, you know, word for word true.
Yeah.
But, you know, the problem is Daniel Radcliffe...
It's Harry Potter.
He's Harry Potter.
You can never get away from being
Harry
Potter.
It's Harry Potter infiltrating the white supremacist, isn't it?
It was the weirdest thing. Like, yeah, at the beginning he had this, like, mop of hair and then he shaved his head to, like, get in with the gang.
But you're still Harry Potter.
He's still Harry Potter.
He'll always be Harry Potter.
And he's, like, getting these toes and saying he's really, really disgusting.
Gryffindor!
Yeah. Like, he's saying all these horrible racial slurs and, like, getting in with all these awful skinheads. Yeah. And
Harry.
He's a child.
Harry,
he's
stop
an eternal,
it.
Yeah, Harry, what are you doing? Get your wand out and
what
stop these
Dumbledore
people.
What would
Exactly.
So that's upsetting.
I mean, it's an important film in the fact that these things still happen.
Yeah,
people need
course.
To watch it.
There's a message.
There is. And, you know, it was really quite uncomfortable to watch at some points. But, you know, it wasn't really that good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's...
Bit of a slow one.
Okay, so that's
going to... You're a wizard, Harry.
The review is going to be...
Oh, hell no!
That's my favourite.
Yeah,
oh, hell no!
You nailed it, Kevin.
Well done.
X Factor.
Okay, so you also saw Blair Witch.
Yes.
How did you find that?
Now... It scared the shit out of me,
yeah.
But I was completely on my own in the screen.
No.
I didn't know this was going to happen. I do solo cinema a lot, but I always check that there's other seats booked.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether they were lying to me or they were broken or what, because I got in there, not a single soul came in.
Oh.
Yeah, so obviously I did crap myself. It was scary, it was jumpy, blah, blah, blah. But it was the laziest horror film I've ever seen.
Quite lazy. Okay.
It was basically... The exact same film as the first film, but with a couple more people and updated technology.
I like the updated technology. I thought that was really clever.
It was clever with the earpiece cameras and the drones and things. It was really clever. Now, if the original film didn't exist at all, this would be an amazing film.
Yeah.
You know, I can't take away from the fact that it was scary. It was, you know, it was well made, well acted, you know, this, that and the other. But it was lazy. It was a rip-off of the original film. And just because that made, what, like, something ridiculous, like 600 million, doesn't mean
Damn.
This one's going to, I know.
Damn.
On, like,
Damn.
A 60K
I'm
budget.
Ka-ching!
totally. But, I mean, even the last shot of the film is exactly the same, and it's just, it's, no, I don't like it.
No. Okay, so that's a no from
no,
you.
No.
That's a no from, well, I liked it, so I think that's going to be
Nope. You noted it.
It's a
yep. It's a no.
Well, we went to a screening of Girl With All The Gifts.
And
it
so
was
lucky.
Amazing.
Really?
It was so good.
Which we went in kind of blind. We hadn't read the book. We didn't know anything about it. We just got invited and we just...
Well, I watched the trailer to it and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. This is
and then when I was there, the celebrities, they all walked out.
Oh,
and you know what I like a lot?
Gemma Arterton.
Oh, she's beautiful.
I could smell her. She walked straight past. I nearly touched her.
Did and to restrain him. And then Glenn Close walked out. I was like, I thought she was just a screening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
But the film is amazing. It's set in a... in a dystopian
You like
future.
All that stuff,
I love
you?
That. Yeah. I love like when yeah. the world's messed yeah. up and everyone's dying.
In the future.
It's my favourite.
So,
you're sick. You're sick, Diana.
It's essentially...
treatment.
I'm all right. I'm in the film review mode. It's about, in the future, it's kind of a zombie film, but they don't use the word zombie because they're
well, they've
not...
they've got a disease,
they're
they?
Not actually zombie. It's about... it's like an infection.
To the brain.
Like the rage.
Like fungus. Like a fungal infection.
It's a fungal infection. So basically, it's as if everybody just gets really severe thrush and goes
but to the brain brain thrush
but they did it so well. And it's like, so in this sort of alternative reality in the future, people get this fungus and it turns them into essentially zombies, and they are fast. They will come and they are hungry for blood. And it's about this, there's a surviving couple of surviving scientists and whatnot in this base, and they have got about 12-20 kids who are called, well, they're called Hungries, the people who are like the zombies instead of zombies,
because the kids are born with a different kind of disease. They're still human, but if they smell the...
They're second generation Hungries.
Yeah.
So they look like zombies.
That sounds a lot nicer.
They'll eat your cat, but they'll be playing nice.
Yeah. So they look lovely. They look normal, but they're all strapped into these...
Yeah, I saw that in the trailer, and I was thinking, these are children. Why are you strapping them down?
All these children are strapped down heavily into these wheelchairs and these neck braces.
Would you agree it's a must-see?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go see it.
It's a must-see. Mm.
And it's not... it's action-packed, but it's also really realistic. It's you just feel like... the way that they filmed it, and it's so close to home, and they keep the camera close, and it's all like the sound. I said to Kevin, I was like, was it me, or did all the sounds are just up to 100? So if you hear someone breathing, it's like, and you're living it. And it's basically about that was just Kevin before Gemma Austin was out. Like, Kevin, put your tongue away, mate. But
put your chin up.
It was really it's a powerful film. It's all about the relationships, really, between this teacher who teaches these children who have got the virus, but
Gemma.
Gemma and this little amazing actress who plays this little girl. She's like a genius.
She's really good as well.
Yeah,
really
and. Good. And so she's fighting between being human and being a zombie, I guess.
Yeah.
And she can't control these these urges, and she has to wear this like plastic mask over her face.
Like Hannibal Lecter.
Kind of like that, to stop her. But she's the sweetest little girl, so she's
don't
like...
Don't give away the ending, because such a twist.
Is it a twisty
There's twists and twists.
Oh, I love a twisty
twist. So basically, that's coming out. That'll be out. I think that's coming out next week. I'll have to double check when that is. But Google Girl with the Gifts. Watch the trailer, guys. Because
Gemma, did I tell you that Gemma?
Proper good.
On first name terms. Gemma.
It's also got Glenn Close in it, which is amazing. Because I haven't seen Glenn Close properly.
Well, I got her confused with who's the one from Lady the Devil Wears Prada.
Meryl Streep.
So I'm telling everyone, Meryl Streep's in it. They look exactly the same. Except like different.
Same but different.
I'm like, Twisters, then, yeah, she's the bird who was in Devil Wears Prada. So I'm like, that's the one.
He's in there. There's a couple films that are coming out this week that I wanted to mention. I've got The Magnificent Seven. Ooh. I haven't seen it, but I really want to.
Yes. Is that the cowboy one?
Yeah, the cowboy one. So I'm going to be
looks good.
I'm going to be heading out that. Oh, we've just got a question in for you, Lucy. It says from James. Hey, I'm not sure if Lucy's been asked this question before. What does she think about this summer's blockbusters doing so poorly at the box office? Most of the summer's smash hits haven't done as well as predicted.
Good question, James.
The problem we have there is that my opinion on films isn't usually the same opinion as the masses. Mm. With things like Suicide Squad. Yes.
What was your opinion on Suicide Squad?
I had to watch it twice to find out what was wrong with it, because I sat there pulling a cringe face after about 20 minutes.
It wasn't that great, was it?
It wasn't, but once I watched it again, I realised that if you removed the Enchantress completely...
Yes.
Got rid of her. It's all a bit Masters of the Universe with her, like 80s but again, was she,
Was it Cara Delevingne? Was she the right person for the role?
I don't know, she's good to look at. Yeah, she is beautiful.
But it's Cara Delevingne.
This is the problem, and that sort of takes away from it.
She's Harry Potter over again.
Exactly. But I think if you took that out, and also there was a lot of... shots that looked like they were filler, looked like they had to get Will Smith's face on the screen again and whoever else's face on the screen again just for more time. It was poorly edited, I think, and I don't know.
It was patchworked. But it was filmed.
It was filmed
all out of order.
And the split second that Joker appeared now and again, it's like, it's just a bit more Joker.
I know.
And what's his girlfriend's name?
Harley Quinn. Oh, she's beautiful. Okay.
Damn,
absolute beauty.
Gemma, move aside.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn's around.
Yeah. But, you know, I think my attitude towards it was it's a moment in cinema that needed to be witnessed.
Yeah.
It you know, yeah, it failed, but, you know, I think it still did a lot of money.
Will there be a part two?
Don't think so.
I don't think there will. I think
will it be like a whole like a?
They're trying to there get might be a Joker. They're trying to get a Joker
yes,
and Harley movie
because
that was the only bit that I really enjoyed.
Like the build up, the beforehand. Yeah.
I enjoyed their story. And
yeah, I did.
So
and I'd like to see more of that. And also, I think Jared Leto he was a bit mixed on the performance there. He had a lot of Jack Nicholson and a lot of Heath Ledger and mixed them together, and it sort of was really jarring. I thought it wasn't quite.
Well, to be fair, we didn't get to see the whole... We only got to see 15 minutes hours of footage that they filmed.
Yeah, there was quite a lot, wasn't there?
So, yeah. But thanks very much, James.
That didn't actually really answer your question, but, you know, I wanted to talk about it. That's good. Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. Bye now.
I managed to fit in a lot of screenings this week, and I went to see a film called War on Everyone, which was Alexander...
And is that when you made Special Friends?
That's how I did make a special
friend. Who was that special
Was it Alexander Skarsgård? Did you make friends with him?
No, I wish I did. So let me tell the story. So what happened was I went to a screening and it was almost like I was alone in the little screening room in the cinema, and I was like, this is odd. I thought there was going to be packed of media people. And then suddenly, last minute, this guy walked in the door and I just said to him, oh, great, there's someone else. Great, thank you. I thought it was going to be on my own. And then it was only Jonathan Ross.
Oh, my God!
And I was like, hey, Jonathan.
I didn't mean to be trying to sit on his lap and everything.
And he came in and he was like, do you mind if I sit next to you? I'm like, oh, not at all. And then we just got talking. And then it was like, do you think anyone else is going to turn up? Is it just for us? We're just like banter.
You had a little date with Jonathan Ross.
I actually had a private date with Jonathan Ross.
Excellent.
And we watched the movie and it was quite funny. Like, just before it started, he was like, if I fall asleep, like, wake me up. I was like, don't worry, I'll kick you, mate. And then, like, halfway through the film, it was a very odd film, War on Everyone. I don't think it's very odd. You're going to have to watch
it. What's it about?
It's like a dark comedy. It's supposed to be about these two cops, Alexander Skarsgård, and I have forgotten the name
Michael
of the
Penner.
Other.
Michael Penner. Penner.
Yeah. They play these like cop buddies. It's a cop buddy comedy.
Oh, okay.
But it's also,
which has never been done before.
Never.
Definitely, that's original idea.
And they're trying to go for really dark jokes, but they're also going. The film's also trying to be like really art house.
Jumble tone all over the place.
It's really jumble tone.
Yeah.
And like me and Jonathan Ross, we kept he was looking at me in the film, and I was looking back at him. We were giving each other eyebrows once.
Side eye in Jonathan Ross.
And then we kissed.
And then
we made out in the
one
back.
One thing led to another. he was super really nice. So yeah, I got to hang out with Jonathan. And,
oh wow!
You know, as an actress as well, in my head I was like, I'll see you in a couple of years.
I'm gonna be on your show.
Yellow couch.
Yep. And so that was exciting. And then the second film I saw last night, I went to the screening of, it was a really, really early pre-screening because it's not going to be out till November, but it's called Arrival, and it's Amy Adams and Forrest Whitaker. And it's like a sci-fi, and I love sci-fi. It's sci-fi with a difference. It's more like psychological sci-fi. Lovely. So it's set in when aliens come to Earth, and 12 alien spaceships all over different points of the world, they come to Earth.
Oh.
And it's about them getting teams. Amy Adams plays like a language specialist.
I'm pretty sure it sounds familiar, like this
Independence Day.
Another original
idea. You'd think it'd be like that, but it is an original idea because it's not really about the aliens coming. Ah. It's about, and the way it's filmed as well, it's all close camera.
Oh,
it's
lovely.
Time is really messes with you because it's not in linear order, the film, so it all makes sense at the end, but there's brilliant twists and you'd kind of leave the cinema being like, whoa, I've got a lot to think about. Like, what if
that was a migraine.
What is this life?
It's all about like, yeah, what if you knew what was going to happen, would you still, it's like the choices.
Oh, wow,
would you still do something if you knew the consequences of your actions and stuff.
What's that other one in South Africa when the aliens come? What's that old one?
District 9.
Yeah.
Feckin' Prawn.
I love that film. Their little baby one.
Feckin' Prawn.
So I
that was a really, really good accent. Well done.
more pirate than that.
I would say thumbs up to that one, to Arrival. So thank you so much, Lucy, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kevin, for being my partner in crime. You'll be back, I'm sure.
I have been Kevin, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. Just look me up and I'll be there.
And James, so I'm going to play one of my last songs. This is by Elton John. tiny dancer, and I'm going to leave it up to you to guess or research which film it is from. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic Friday. We'll see you next week on Back Row and Chill.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.